the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that. No!
Okay, fans of great 60s music, freak beat, garage rock, garage punk, psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 301. And I want to start tonight's show by thanking everybody who gave me feedback on our 300th episode. Your feedback is always appreciated and welcome via facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. So episode 301, I'm going to be featuring a series of compilations, just the three volumes, as far as I'm aware. Psychedelic Micro Dots of the 1960s is the name of the series. We got the show underway with a track off volume one, and I'm going to do this in chronological order. The track was by a band out of Merced, California, formed 1964, called The Brogues. Best known, I guess, for the track I Ain't No Miracle Worker, we took Don't Shoot Me Down. So that is from volume one of Psychedelic Micro Dots of the 1960s, Orange, Sugar and Chocolate is the name of that volume. Sundazed Records release from 1989 on CD, The Brogues. Don't Shoot Me Down.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Well, this next set is going to be completely tracks from Volume 1 of Psychedelic Micro Dots from the 60s. You can read more about that series and the stuff we're playing on facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Here's another fairly well-known band, had a track on that comp. They're from Orlando, Florida, active from 66 to 1970. None of their singles charted nationally, although they did have some top 10 hits in the Orlando charts. They are called We the People. This is By the Rule.
So content to be the way pretty face, what a pretty smile. But you can't hide nothing, girl, and I will tell you why. It's your eyes, it's your looks, it's your face.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country. But you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle.
And the smell of incense fills her.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
That is a set of tracks from Volume 1 of the series of comps that we're focusing on tonight on Retrospect. The series is Psychedelic Microdots from the 60s. Volume 1 is called Orange, Sugar and Chocolate. The tracks we had in that set, We the People by the Rule, top of the set. Then another one from We the People called Mirror of Your Mind. Then we had the Southwest FOB. FOB stands for Free On Board, out of Dallas, Texas. Started by students at W.W. Samuel High School in Dallas. They had a minor hit in 1968 with Smell of Incense. That's a cover of the track from the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band, and great to include in that set. Then finally in the set, Nobody's Children, out of Texas. It's a 1968 7-inch, the sole release from this Dallas, Texas band, Nobody's Children, with Good Times. So that is our selection of tracks from Volume 1 of Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s. Stay tuned, we've got tracks from Volume 2 and Volume 3, and I'm going to squeeze in some Global Garage as well. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Well, Volume 2 of this week's featured series, Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s, was titled Texas Twisted. I've heard this volume described as largely a 13th floor elevators album, because a number of the tracks on the comp were from the elevators, including a bit of an interview. In fact, the tracks were recorded live in 1966 on the Somepin' Else TV show from Studio 3 in Dallas. A number of those tracks previously unreleased as well. So let's get it underway with the 13th floor elevators. Here is an otherwise unreleased version of the classic. You're gonna miss me.
Take a trip from Squaresville. Live a little and see what it's like for yourself.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Tonight we are featuring the three-part series called Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s. Just had a set from Volume 2, Texas Twisted. got it underway with 13-4 Elevators with a live version of You're Gonna Miss Me. Then we had The Livin' End out of Abilene, Texas, recorded numerous tracks but lacked the management they needed to get signed to a record label. In fact, never issued a single. We had a track called Make in Time, originally by English band The Creation. That one was also released on unreleased Texas Garage Sounds. That's a comp from 1998. So The Livin' End with Make in Time. The Livin' End also covered tracks by The Rolling Stones, The Doors, and they did Baby Please Don't Go as well. Then we had a cover of a track from Love called My Flash on You, done by The Minerals. They're a band out of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, also known as The Neurotic Sheep. So The Minerals. And then finally in the set, The Changin' Times out of Waycross, Georgia. Track called Near You Babe. So that's our summary of Volume 2 of the Psychedelic Micro Dots compilations titled Texas Twisted. Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay, a record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60s Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop. Well, let's take a break from this week's featured compilation series and take a little bit of Global Garage. Here's one out of France, a rare track, the only release from Nicolas Nils and Les Moutiers. This is Il Faut Tremendeur, their cover in French of The Seeds Pushing Too Hard.
Il faut tremendeur quand on est un homme. Devenir plus dur et moins malheureux. Il faut trier dur, il faut trier dur, c'est la vie. Ce que je veux, c'est rester libre. Ce que je veux, c'est vraiment vivre. Avoir les choix, garder mes
Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Jak komary. No boli
Our Global Carriage set for episode 301 got underway with Nicholas Nils and Les Murators with their cover of The Seeds' Pushin' Too Hard. Then a band new to retrospect called Zvagry, I think, spelled S-Z-W-A-G-R-Y, track called Zabrimi Huck. I believe that translates to We Will Make a Bang or We Will Make a Noise. So it's a release on Chameleon Records of this band out of Krakow. Consists of 28 recordings, including Polish covers of tracks by The Beatles, The Stones, The Yardbirds, The Animals, Cliff Richard and The Shadows, and Roy Orbison. A complete EP from November 1965. Also, a number of recordings from 1969. So, Zvragry, Zabrimi Huck. That one's off a comp called Working Class Devils, Fuzz, Vodka and Flowers, Polish Psycho Beat, 1965 to 1972. And then finally, in our global garage set, out of Belgium, a band called the Samo Reds, on a label called Ebra, out of Belgium, from 1967. It was a 7-inch single. The A-side, Under My Sweet Plaid. We took the B-side, Young Man's Story, from the Samo Reds. That's our global garage set.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Let's get back to this week's featured compilation, the Psychedelic Micro Dots Comps, Volumes 1 to 3, all released on Sun Dazed Records. Volume 3, released 1992 on CD, titled My Rainbow Life. We're getting our coverage underway with a band out of New York City. 1967, they released their only single, co-written by Rusty Evans, a former folk singer and leader of the psychedelic proto-punk band The Deep. This band had just one recording session, yielded 6 tracks, very distinctive sound, and it is a garage punk classic. This is the third Bardo. I'm 5 years ahead of my time.
I'm living somewhere in a new dimension. I'm leaving everyone so far behind. Don't waste any time, girl.
need some mad preachers. We need some indignant Christians. We need somebody to say, this is wrong. Now, what can we do? What's the answer? I'm skipping a lot of this. Read the book if you want the rest of it. One, teenagers, break or destroy every record, every picture, and every magazine you have that has anything to do with these revolutionary singing groups.
Well, it's three tracks from Volume 3 of the Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s comps. The third Bardo, top of the set, I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Then a band called the Night Riders from Belmont, California. 1965, they recorded nine tracks for a label called Autumn Records out of San Francisco. The Night Riders with I Don't Know. And then thirdly, The Beaten Path, December 1966, 7-inch on Jubilee Records. And a track called Dr. Stone. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Gonna squeeze in one more. Band out of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Active from 65 to 69. Became a local success, had a hit in the Minneapolis area with their version of Hey Joe. They briefly signed to A&M Records, recording an unreleased album. This is Still Roven with Hey Joe. And that's it for our tribute show to the Comps Psychedelic Microdots of the 1960s, Volume 1, Orange Sugar and Chocolate, Volume 2, Texas Twisted, Volume 3, Psychedelic Microdots, all on Sundazed Records. Fantastic comps they are as well. If you don't have them in your collection, jump on Amazon.com or wherever you buy good music, see if you can get hold of them. Thanks again to Retrospect fans around the world. Don't forget, loads of back episodes available at all good podcasting providers. But if you subscribe via iTunes, you can review each episode and leave a review for the show as well. And that would be appreciated hugely. Right, we're out with an instrumental track. This one's from Belgium, 1962 on Palette Records. This is The Cousins with a track called The Robot. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.